Please welcome in my good friend Ruth joining us on behalf of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. Ruth, you're in town here once again. A big event coming up this week, right?
Oh, yeah. You betcha. This is, you know, Tristan, this is a little known fact. This year, the PRCA is recognizing this rodeo for the 75th anniversary of being part of the association. The rodeo, of course, is much older than that, but that's sort of a cool thing, too, you know?
Yeah, it's another feather in the cap, of course.
And oh, yeah.
Before we talk to these gentlemen a little bit that you brought for us in the studio today, Ruth, I want to talk about some of the changes in recent years of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. Of course, we've welcomed in a new event within the past couple of years, too, for the ladies.
Mm-hmm. Breakaway roping. This will be our third year. Okay. We started that in 2020, and it's a nice addition, another event where cowgirls, the focus can be on the cowgirls. It's another way to involve women in the sport. And really, nationwide, breakaway roping is, I mean, it's huge.
It's taken off, really, in recent years.
Has.
And then for folks that are unaware, too, there's a new addition to the Wild West Arena. We got the press release from you, I think it was over a month ago now, recognizing the great Hadley Barrett out there.
That's right. We have Hadley Barrett, who is a native of North Platte, legendary musician and rodeo announcer. We sometimes in the rodeo business we forget his music contributions, and his bronze bust is out there as people walk into that arena on the grandstand side, and it's really a great tribute to that man.
Yeah, absolutely. Words do not do him justice.
No.
But encourage folks to check the bust out when they walk on in, get a picture by it, and check it on out. It's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Now, we're pleased to welcome in a couple of legendary bullfighters joining us this morning. We have Nebraska native Zach Call joining us here once again. Zach, I think this is the third or fourth year in a row we've had you in the studio. Does that sound about right?
I think it's the fourth.
Is it the fourth? It's always a pleasure seeing the studio nonetheless, and welcoming in for the first time, Weston as well. Weston, for folks that haven't had a chance to meet you before, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from Haskell, Texas.
Okay.
Yeah, I grew up out in West Texas. I live in Granbury now, so it's a little hike to get up here, but just excited to be here in North Platte where it's not a 95 degrees at 8 a.m. at home. You know, it's a little cooler up here.
It feels pretty good outside right now.
It feels amazing.
Have you been to the Buffalo Bill Rodeo before, sir?
Yes, sir. This is this will be my third year.
Okay.
Second year on contract, but third to work it. A couple years back, Zach got hurt, and they'd call me, and I came up here and filled in kind of last minute.
Okay, all right. I saw you out there. I remember that year that Zach got a little banged up just a little bit. It wasn't too bad, Zach, but it was bad enough that I lost a couple nights of the rodeo.
Yeah, the leg injuries are usually the worst. You got to be able to run.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely preferred if you're fighting bulls out there. So, Weston, have you worked a lot with Zach in years past?
Me and Zach have traveled a lot over the years. We both go to freestyle bullfights at the BFO, and you know, this is our only rodeo we work protection at, but we're around each other constantly, so we know our tendencies inside and out.
You guys do a lot of traveling together, too, up and down the road?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, we go to different stops all throughout the country, so it's just exciting, you know, be at different parts in the area, but still get to do the job together.
Who else do you have on your team this year, Zach?
I think Cody Sosby is our barrel man.
Okay, all right. No, have you worked with Cody before?
No, it'll be a first for me.
Okay, all right. He'll be the funny man in the barrel this year, and that's always a fun job at the Wild West Arena.
Yeah.
So, gentlemen, when we talk about the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, Zach, this is the granddaddy of them all, and this is a local rodeo for you, obviously, hailing from the Sandhills of Thetford.
Yeah, I get excited to come here every year. Lots of friends and family can make it to this one, and getting to hang out with him after the rodeo and stuff, like it's kind of nice when you're traveling and to be close to home for once and see everybody.
And the nice thing, too, about the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, Weston, is even if North Platte or Nebraska's not your home, you kind of feel like you're at home when you're a member of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo. Rather, you're on the staff like you are, you're coming on out to view it.
It's a great community. It's a great committee. You know, they really welcome you with open arms. And this isn't my only Nebraska rodeo, so I've kind of put a little staple here. You know, I go to Burwell's, you know, Nebraska's big rodeo.
Oh,
I work
yes.
bull riding in Broken Bow, so I actually spend a lot of time in here in Nebraska, and to get to be a part of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo really does mean a lot.
Yeah, what does it mean to be a part of this rodeo? And Zach, you're kind of becoming a staple of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo here in North Platte, too. How many years have you been involved?
This is my fourth year fighting it.
Okay.
I grew up watching this rodeo, and like to get to step out in there and actually perform is awesome to me. Very humbled to be here.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, some of the best cowboys and cowgirls in the sport of rodeo throughout the entire world coming to this rodeo to participate as well. So it's quite the honor.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, Weston, when we talk about some of the stock that you're going to be going against, it's the Butler & Sons, so we know it's the best stock that you're going to find on all of God's green earth.
Yeah, so I'm fortunate enough, I get to work with the Butlers pretty often throughout the summer. I think I have, seven or eight of their rodeos, so I get to know their bulls pretty well, you know, from the bucking bulls and fighting bulls. So it's always a test. You know, the Butlers are very known for not only having good bulls, but also mean bulls. You know, they're pretty old school in the fact where in terms of rodeo. So as far as mine and Zach's job, you know, it's an honor to get the call, to get to come up here and work, but also it's a test. The Butlers don't just have anybody. They've got to have guys that are willing to step in and take shots. And it's cool for them to, you know, to put your name in the hat to get to work rodeos such like this.
And Ruth, I think you could speak to this more than any of us with the fact that I think one of the most forgotten about factors of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo is the Butler and Sons contract. I mean, that is just, it's an aspect that we take for granted, I think, of the rodeo.
Well, those animals can't talk, and so that is why they're sometimes in the shadows, but they shouldn't be, because they are half the equation when it comes to the bull riding, the bareback riding, and the bronc riding. And yeah, I mean, it's a privilege to have Butlers here. I don't know how long they've been here. I want to say 30, 40 years. I mean, a long time. Mm-hmm. And in the rodeo world, Butler means good livestock.
That's the Cadillac of the livestock contract,
yes.
Really.
Yes.
So, and are they going to have, is it three or four generations they typically have here?
Well, they usually have three.
Is
if the
three?
Kids come, Rhett's kids are high school age and they've got activities now, but
sure.
Oftentimes those kids come and then you've got three generations in the arena at one
That's
time.
That's pretty cool, too, mm-hmm. Especially with that grand entrance, too.
Yeah.
That's always special.
Yeah.
So. Now, Zach, obviously we know that the cowboy protection is of the utmost importance, and that's really what the job's all about. But for folks that aren't familiar with the sport of rodeo, tell us what that cowboy protection means.
Like me and Weston will be a team out there getting the bull away from the rider. We've been around each other enough that we kind of know where the other one's going to be. And, yeah, we just keep the bull away from the rider.
Weston, Zach's making it sound simple, but this is anything but simple. I mean, this is you know, dangerous. Huge,
yeah.
Dangerous animal.
Just to elaborate on it, basically we're in charge of a car crash. You know,
yeah.
We don't get to control it, just like when you're in the middle of a crash, you're just trying to read and react and put yourself in the safest position as possible. The only difference is, as far as me and Zach working as a team, us being in the safest position, meaning we're trying to keep the bull rider safe. You know, we're in charge of that car crash. So if he's falling down and that car's coming at him, in this instance it's a bull, we're just trying to put ourselves in between it to let that guy step away. You know, obviously the end goal for us is to step away as safe as possible as well. So we're stepping in. If Zach's in a bind, I'm trying to pull Zach out of a bind, and then vice versa. Once I pull that bull off of him, he's trying to do the same thing for me so we can both walk away.
But, Zach, we've learned in recent years, too, at the Buffalo Bill Rodeo that a good barrel man can pull a bull off of one of our fighters, too.
Yeah, Andy Burrell saved my bacon a couple years ago. I got lined out by a bull, and he was kind of bumping me in my back, and I looked up, and Andy was right there in front of me, and I had the opportunity to pull myself around the barrel and keep from getting the length run of me.
He got a little shaken up, but it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, that barrel man's an island of safety for not only the bull rider but us as well. You know, a lot of people think he's just out there to entertain, and that's a large portion of his job.
Sure.
But you know, that barrel actually really is an island if all things fail and that guy's close. It's something to hide behind, and those guys are true craftsmen of their job. They know where to be and how to get there without being seen.
Now, Zach, they're not the only ones that are entertaining out there on the rodeo floor. Obviously, cowboy protection is the most important factor of the job. But you guys will do a little bit of fighting, too, if the opportunity presents itself.
Yeah. If we get the opportunity to play with one, and we'll sell the rodeo with the fighting bull, too. But we'll be out there playing as much as we can. It helps us stay fighting out there rather than disengaging the bull and kind of getting sleepy-eyed out there.
Yeah.
It'll keep you on your toes, and you stay aggressive the whole time out there.
Gentlemen, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
I don't know, just the folks of North Platte and surrounding areas come out and watch a great rodeo. You know, me and Zach are just honored to be here. But, you know, yeah, the citizens of this area should really hold their heads up high. This is a great rodeo, and people from all over the country are excited to be here.
Yeah, as they should, too. It's night number one of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo, but technically, Ruth, the rodeo is already underway as we had Slack kick off about a half hour ago.
Yeah, Slack started at 8 this morning, and they ran barrel racers. They're probably close to done with the barrel racing. They'll have steer wrestling, tie down, team roping, again tomorrow, so come out. That's free to watch. And it's not like a full-blown rodeo performance with your rodeo clown and your bullfighters and your entertainment, but it's still fun to watch. It's a real relaxed atmosphere. And
worth the price of a mittance.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, very much so.
Night number one's tonight. Tickets at NebraskaLandAce.com. Mm-hmm. You can get them at the gate as well. Mm-hmm. And I think the gates open at 5. The rodeo's supposed to start about 8?
Yes.
Does that sound right?
Rodeo starts at 8, yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, Ruth, as always, it's a pleasure. Guys, best of luck the next couple of nights. Glad to have you here in North Platte.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Tristan.
More coming up on KODY's Mugs of the Morning. Thanks to local shelter insurance agents Pete Voles, Brent Rogo, right after this.